Our guests are from University College London, Lucy Green, and from Imperial College, Joanna Haig. Let's take a look at some of the questions that have been coming in. Bill Black is wondering, Lucy, how you can actually shield the power grid. So it's all very well to diagnose that there might be a storm coming. Is there anything we can do to stop its effects?
Well, we can't stop its impact with the Earth. That's absolutely certain. So when it arrives, what happens is it encounters the Earth's magnetic field. So these corona mass ejections are magnetic bubbles themselves, in a sense, and then they interact with the Earth's magnetic field. And if you change the Earth's magnetic field, you can start to create electric currents. But the national grid, they are interested in the very large events. You know, there's day-to-day space weather. As I said, we're sitting in a dynamic and variable atmosphere of the sun. But national grid in this country are really interested in the big one that could cause a lot of currents, set up a lot of currents that would then affect their electricity networks. But so they do take into account what the sun does, and they are watching it all the time. And what they can do is things like making sure that there are people at the relevant substations that need to be monitored. But they do have ways of bringing up power lines if necessary and monitoring the systems. But all this takes time. And this is why we need the forecast, the warning of what's going to arrive at us and whether it's going to have a strong impact.